right, good singing all the way around. I bless the Lord for how good God's been and the good songs of Zion that we have. You know, God stirred up somebody somewhere to be able to write some of these lyrics and put them down and pin them down. We've been able to enjoy singing about them all these years. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalms 119. Psalms 119, you find the place, you're able to stand. We're going to be looking about verse number 129. 129, now he said, thy testimonies are wonderful, and therefore doeth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for longed I for thy commandments. I long for thy commandments, he said. Now look thou upon me and be merciful unto me as thou used to do to those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, and so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it. And how good it is to be in the house of God. We thank you for every provision that you provided for us. We do thank you, dear God, for not only having been blessed from thee, but Lord, we ask your forgiveness for taking you for granted. Now bless, I pray, this congregation, and we'll thank you for all you're doing. Save the soul that's nearest hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on feelings, facts, and foolishness. And the day and hour that we're living in, you're going to find out, is that the word of the Lord is the only thing that's going to keep us on the right track, on the right path. He's the only one that's able by the word. You better have a chapter, book, and a verse for every step you take, for every decision that you make. You better have the Bible to be able to lead and guide and direct you into truth. The word, the Bible, is the truth of God. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that if the word's not obeyed, you're not going to be in fellowship with God. It's that simple. It doesn't have to feel good to obey it. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't feel good about this, and I don't feel good about that. Well, what is the word of the Lord saying? If the word of the Lord says it, you ain't got to feel good about it. You just got to be obedient thereunto. I got to say that when you begin to look into the Bible lesson, that flesh and spirit don't go good together. In fact, there's a battle going on. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you ain't got to pray about what the word of the Lord said. Just obey it. Somebody, sometime up and down the road of life, you know, that's ignorant about what God had to say. They're going to say something, well, you know, I'm going to pray about that. Well, wait a minute. If it's that clear cut in the Bible, you ain't got to pray about what God said. You just got to receive what God said and ask God to help you to be obedient thereunto. In the lesson that we're looking at over there, the Bible says that the word in verse number 89, thy word, O Lord, is settled in heaven. God's not having to guess about it. He's not going to change his mind. He said, I'm the Lord God, and I change not. And the word of the Lord is settled in heaven. Now, as you look at these captions that are here, and I don't know how many of them there that are there. Maybe I should have looked it up. You can count it out later. But at the Hebrew alphabet that divides each one of these, and there's like eight verses in between each one of them. And I'm guessing that there's eight verses in the one that we just read. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, sure is. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, the Bible said, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's more than just hearing a little buzzing of the lips. It's more than just hearing something about from the word of the Lord. It's not just a good story. It's what God had to say, and it's a settled word, and he's got it settled in heaven. I got to tell you know what it is, don't you? It's a matter of our attitude and our action toward the word of God. I don't know about you, but every now and again, I have to go around, I have to pray and ask the Lord, and I have to come aside from everything and ask, Lord, help me not to get bored with you and your word. Thank you. Thank you. There's one more honest person that was in here. Sometime the devil just rob you of your joy if you'll let him. You know, we've learned about and read about. Listen, if there's a problem that comes my way in life, now not anymore, about a few weeks ago, maybe. Is that me? Is that you? Is that one of y'all? There you go. But it wouldn't do any good for me to try to talk to you and you give me a few Bible verses. I already know where they're all at. See? Somebody said, well, you know, here's what the word of the Lord said. Well, thank you for reminding me what I already knew, and I'm ashamed that I didn't already respond to God on it. But that's what we're to do, to admonish one another. So it doesn't mean today, well, you know, hey, they've read the Bible and they know everything. Well, I may have forgotten something. My wife asked me the other day, did I feel real good? And I know, well, you ought to talk to the doctor this about, you may have to add another one of them diabetes. You know, as I got older, I got sweeter. And I said, no, I already know what's wrong with me. 75 plus. Ain't no pill going to help what I got. They wanted me, yeah. I'm already eating all the bluebell I can. Taking all the gummy bears I can swallow. I want to tell you, the only thing, everything that you're looking at right here is changing. It's bowing closer to the grave. The closer that I get, the more I'm bowing toward the grave. Some of you are that way, and you're going to realize that down the road. I want to tell you what's not changing, friend, and that's the blessed, unadulterated word of the Lord. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. You know, I like sometimes arguing with my wife because I like to see a feisty woman. But she'll get down to business with you. Well, with me, not anybody else. I'm like that person years ago that said, if they were to have a draft and my wife had to go to the army, they'll have to send me with her. I'm the only one to make her mad enough to fight. I've never seen her mad at anybody in the world in all these years except to me. See? She must really love me a lot. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you'll find that many times we're going on our feelings. Many times, you know, if we feel good about it, fine. If we don't feel good about it, I got to tell you, the word of the Lord's not like that. Whether you feel good about it or you don't feel good about it, just obey what the word of the Lord had to say. Every now and again, God will bring it to your heart and your mind. I got to say to you that, if you will, I'm looking forward to heaven. Now, I don't want to go right this minute, but if I do go, that's fine. There's lots of people on the other side that I'm anxious to be able to reunite with and see. And I want to tell you right up front, make no mistake about it, there's a promise of God. What do you think the Bible said when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel that the dead in Christ are going to rise and we're going to be called up together to meet the Lord in the air? Why do you think God's going to, it's going to be a glad reunion day? That's why. There's some people that I want to see. There's some people that I'm... Now, I'm not anxious to go until the God's ready. I'd like to be found busily occupied about his business when he comes for me, that I be not ashamed at his appearing. I got to say to you that, if you will, you can get mad at God if you'd like to, but you're not going to change him. The wrath of man, James said, worketh not the righteousness of God. No matter how mad you get. You know, sometimes I've been mad days gone by, especially, you know, when I had a little hot rod of your car and stuff like that. You get mad, man, you spin out and sling gravel. God gets mad, he can turn a mountain over. See what I'm talking about? What you and I do don't mount to a hill of beans. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord, and to realize and know that, hey, here's the facts. Sometimes you're going to feel good about them and sometimes you're not, but facts are facts and they're not going to change. And let me tell you, I like it whenever Miss Evie's singing that. He's good like that. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that it's a matter of being able to have the right attitude and take the right action toward the word of the Lord. You know, there was a man, a good man. He's in heaven right now, in fact. But one time, you know, naturally, and this wasn't him, and it was his wife. You know, when women get mad at me, they make their husband show his mind. this is here, but you know what it is? Maybe it's something else, I don't know. Maybe it's a tooth loose. Anyhow, this man here that I'm talking about, let me move it down or something where I don't hit it with my hand. Maybe try that. How's that? Anyhow, he was a good man and all that business there. You know, here's what he said. He said one time, he said, well, you know, we just have to kind of do, and don't say amen because this is not going to be right. And see how nice I am. I didn't set you up for the kill. And then he said, we just have to do what we feel like's best in our own heart. No. No, that Bible says over there in the book of Proverbs in chapter number 28 and about verse number 26, he that trusteth in his own heart's a fool. This man here was a saved man. I believe that he knows God, that he knows the Lord. He's in heaven right now. And I said, well, now, hey, hold on just a minute. Here's what the Bible had to say. You know, I was back whenever I was sitting underneath a plum tree. And I'd study out there underneath that plum tree. And, buddy, I mean, had some plums that big around and nice big old wild plums sitting there. Nearly every one of them had worms in them. Brother Galen came one time, and he was preaching for me. And he was sitting out there underneath that tree. And he'd reach up, and he'd pull them, and he'd eat them. You want to know what the chair was for? I said, well, I study under that plum tree, help yourself. And he's sitting out, and he ate a belly full of them. I said, Brother Galen, you know they have one of them nearly got worms in them. Yeah, don't look at them. I don't look at them that way. I noticed some of them were juicier than others. But it was out there underneath that plum tree that there was a lot of time God would speak to my heart and God would show me and call to my remembrance that the fool, that it's a fool that trusted in his own heart. You better trust in what God said. You know, the Bible said over in the book of Jeremiah chapter number 17, you ain't got to turn there, but the Bible said over there in Jeremiah chapter 17 that you're going to find out that the heart of man's deceitful and it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? You can't know it. I'm going to tell you, you're just going to have to be able to have the right attitude, and you're going to have the right action, and you're going to have the right appetite when it comes down to the things of God. Now, let me ask you this. What are you hungry for? I mean, I like every now and again to be able to have a ribeye steak. I'll eat in a pinch a T-bone steak if it's a good one, good piece of cut. But I really like a ribeye. Somebody said, well, I don't like ribeye. I like sirloin. I don't really care what you like. I'm telling you what I like. And make no mistake about it, is that when you look at the word of the Lord, you ain't got to worry about it not having enough marble or too much marble or whatever it is. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. In this lesson here that we're looking at, the Bible said over the book of Matthew chapter 5, do not turn there, but in about verse number 6, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I want to ask you this, what are you hungry for? See, now I know and I realize it and I know and I don't go around checking all the Bibles that are left here and all that business because I assume that you probably like me, you've got several Bibles at home. But shame on you if the only time you ever see your Bible is when you come to church. You see, if I'm saying amen, it's because I know you're telling it right, preacher. I realize it's in the book right there. I've read it. I know it, and I can put my finger on it if I had to. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out it's good to be able to adore God and to have the right appetite with the Lord. Yeah, do you know that in verse number 130, he said, the entrance of thy word giveth the light, giveth understanding to the simple. Do you realize and know that when you read that passage there, that if you've got the word of God hid in your heart, you'll have the right attitude about it? You see, a lot of time, the wrong attitude is just a manifestation of the fact that we're not in the right book. We're not hiding the right word in our heart. The right action, buddy, ought to be the right agony that I want God to mold and make me after his will. In verse number 136, that we read, rivers of waters run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. Now, the next time somebody comes along to you and says, well, you know, I'm going to mind my own business. I don't care what anybody else does. Look at the passage again. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. Wherever that's at, whatever that's doing there. It's not me. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just an allergy. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into the Bible, you begin to recognize what other people do, whether it be right or wrong, will have an effect upon you as a Christian. I've literally had people say, well, you know, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, but it don't bother me that nobody, that anybody else may or may not believe that, and they may go contrary. Hold a minute. Just hold the phone a minute and quit buzzing and bumping your gums. Here's a passage here that if the word of the Lord's in your heart, leading and guiding and directing you, what others do contrary to God will affect you as well as me. Now, you may not can do anything about it, but I guarantee you what it'll do is that you're going to find out is that the word of the Lord, light and truth, go together. Psalms 143, verse number 3, you're going to find out, said that they'll lead us in the right path. It'll be in the plain path, and you won't be it won't be hard for you to follow. I want to close that, if you will, because in this lesson that we're looking at, here's the word of the Lord that I hold in my hand. And it gives life. And it gives understanding to the simple. And I want to say to you that when you look into it, God will not only take this book and prepare you for life, but he'll give you everlasting life while you're living in this life. It just blows my mind. I want to say to you that, if you will, that our life ought to be able to comfort others whenever it needs to. Our life ought to be able to convict others sometimes when it needs to. Our life ought to be able to condemn that which is contrary to the mind of God, and it ought to compliment and comfort the saints of God that have done right. In this Bible, over in the book of Hebrews, in chapter number 11, it's about verse number 7. In fact, turn there. I'd like you to look there, if you will, just real quickly. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, there's a passage there that we ought to look at. And here's what he says in verse number 7. When you look at that passage there, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. Now, what kind of things he talking about? He's talking about a rain that never had fallen from heaven. They've never seen a rain. And he said, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, with fear, prepared the ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Now, here's Noah. And you're going to find out that he heard the word of the Lord, he believed the word of the Lord, and he acted upon what God had to say. Now I want to say to you that, if you will, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This Bible talks about over and over again man's appetite, man's attitude, man's action. And you and I, he knows all about us, everybody, all the way around. You know, we're living in a world of unbelievers. You're sitting here, most of you, as a believer. Now, let me tell you, they won't mix together. Why do you think God said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing? I got to tell you right up front is that you're going to find out that it's good to be saved and to know the Lord and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and have the gospel of God into your heart and your life. Now, I want to tell you right now is, don't you ever leave this world being like Pharaoh. Remember that? Over there in the book of Exodus, chapter number 5, and about verse number 2. And he asked Moses and said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? I can tell you who he is. He's one that you're not going to be able to go through all them plagues until finally he's brought the death of your firstborn. And you're now going to obey and let my people go, he said. I got to say to you that our children in life. In closing, there's a passage over in Proverbs. It's in chapter number 23, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. And as we take time to look at that, and as we get ready to close out, Proverbs chapter 23, and about verse number 13, if we could find that right there. All right, here we go. The Bible said in verse number 12, apply thy heart unto instruction in thine ears to the words of knowledge. And withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and thou shalt deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thine heart be wise, then my heart shall rejoice, even mine. And yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. I'm going to tell you, God's looking at and God's listening to what comes out of our heart. And in verse number 20 of that chapter, he said, be not among wine bibbers and among riotous eaters of the flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. For also wisdom and instruction and understanding. I got to tell you what, whenever you read those passages and you look at that whole chapter, God's looking at your appetite. What are you hungry for? God's looking at your attitude about it. You ever tell one of your children have to do something and they did it and they were all right with it and they went ahead and you felt good because of the fact? But then maybe one time when you told them to not do this or not do that and they didn't listen to you and they despised it because you're enforcing your will upon them. Yes. That's what God's talking about when God's got his will enforced upon us. Yes. What are you hungry for? Your action will speak a lot louder than your words. I'm hoping and trusting that you know him in the free pardon of sin. But maybe you hear and say, preacher, God's been dealing with my heart about it. Well, hey, then let's talk about it. Let's have more than just a little talk with Jesus. Let's have a real serious, clearing up discussion with him. He knows exactly what you need and exactly when you can receive it. All right, let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed and we're praying. Our Father, I want to say thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. Lord, we know thou art God and beside thee there is none else. Now I pray you'd save the sinner near his tail, revive the saints, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray.